We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Here we are, together again. But you got sunshine and a high of 65 to look forward to today, so
I like that. I think I'll see.
It'll be nice. Freddie's got a groomer appointment.
Oh.
And then we'll take him to the park for a walk, so he'll get some sunshine today. He'll stop moping around the house.
Good, good, good.
Do a little schoolwork at the park today, I think. It'll be a nice day. Kids, my one kid's got a half day today and tomorrow.
Or just on a Wednesday and a
Friday
Thursday?
Off. I don't know if it has something to do with like Easter weekend, but half day today, half day tomorrow, and then Friday, no school. Because a good Friday.
Welcome to Friday, home of the good Friday, man. Take your order.
Back in my day, we went to school on Easter. Who went to school on Christmas?
We went to school every day, even in the summer, until it was time to till the fields and crop the corn.
Damn right, these kids nowadays, they got it easy.
That's when I stopped going to school about 8th grade. I had to tend to the fields. So, you know, that was what Mom and Pa wished.
I got my reading and writing in. And then I had to go back to the farm.
My mom and our pa did not have 11 kids just for five of them to die of dysentery.
No.
Only for us to do book learning.
No. The farm ain't gonna wait on book learning.
Nope.
We got cattle to till.
I got wheat to sickle.
I got wheat to harvest.
Do you have the Little House on your Prairie in your head the entire time you're doing that voice?
No, because I have to kill a mockingbird, because that's what I've been listening to every day for weeks. So
that makes sense.
I was going to start to reference actual characters.
Ooh, like, I don't know many other than the
well, we're
the
in the part
ones.
Now where Tom Robinson is in court.
Uh-oh.
And he's being accused by the Yules.
Yo,
that
scene in the movie, at least, and the book is intense.
It's intense.
Bro,
it's awesome.
And scouts running around trying to watch the court
Stand
scene.
Stand up, your daddy's walking.
Trying to get around through the crowd, scout.
It's a fantastic book. I asked her yesterday, I go, of the books we've done this year for homeschool, which has been your favorite?
She said
Lord of the Flies was her favorite.
Lord of the Flies is wild.
We've done Lord of the Flies, Ender's Game, and now we're into To Kill a Mockingbird. Ender's Game is too hard to understand.
I don't remember that book.
It's very fantasy.
I don't think we had to read that in school. So.
It's written in the 70s, but it's weird because it talks a lot about the internet before the internet was a thing.
Which is weird.
Like,
that's weird.
Like, there's an element of the book where two of the characters are writing misinformation on the internet. And there was no internet.
Oh,
and it was pretty Russia-related. It's really weird. Like, if you want to get real baked and, like, freak yourself out, go read Ender's Game. Because it's so predictive of now.
Where's my studio bong?
Hold on.
That's what it sounds like when I rip my studio bong.
But it's like there's two characters in Ender's Game where one of them is like obviously the left-wing correspondent. The other one is the right-wing correspondent. One is pushing like Russian propaganda. It's weird how predictive it is of like now.
A lot of that stuff is, man. It's creepy
as hell,
dude.
I kind of hate it. But I'm also the kind of person who I've never read a book before, so if I have read a book, I want to talk about it.
Well,
hence Ender's Game.
You're doing a whole thing where you're reading some of the good ones. That's what's fun.
Yeah.
That's what's fun. What's next? Do we know what's next?
You'd have to ask my wife. She's the lesson planner.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'm enjoying To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, it's good. But
I like the book.
But, I mean, I don't know if you've read that yet. Have you read that? Did you ever have to read it?
We read it. That's the one book I think I read in school.
I was going to say, so you know you're getting kind of towards.
And I really love the film. I've seen the film probably 3 times.
It's good. I liked it. It's black and white, but not too black and white. Yeah.
Like, I know exactly what you're saying. It's black and white, but it's almost
like,
colored.
There's some brown in there a little, I think.
And they're moving a little more fluid.
Yeah.
Like, if they'd waited another month, that could have been a color movie. Like, that's how close it feels to color movies.
Yeah.
Like, there was that era where they're like, listen, we have a little bit of an issue.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like a year.
Till we get it right.
You
guys want to wait?
We have brown.
Yeah, we got brownish.
We have brown.
They're gonna move pretty fluid.
Brown, black, white, and you'll think maybe a little pink.
Yeah.
Some hues of pink. Is that okay?
We could film it now.
All right, run it.
Okay.
All right, Gregory, back to set, please.
Yeah, film it now, or, I mean...
You got time.
In a year, I don't know, whatever.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Yeah, we'll be live. I'll be in full high def tonight. 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/KRockCNY, sipping on whiskey.
It's a Wednesday.
Pulling a bottle out of the old whiskey bucket.
Out.
I don't know what I'll have tonight. What do I have?
You should do.
I've got so much.
You should do mystery pull.
Well, there's bottles I've never heard of.
That's what I'm saying. Mystery pull. Don't even.
Okay.
Put like a, I don't know. Just click.
Well, there's only like, in my possession of that whole bucket, I probably only have 10 bottles left. So there's like 10 I could pick from.
Put a thing in front.
Half of them I had them before, but.
It's all right.
All right.
All right, then get rid of the half that you have.
I'll take the ones I've never had, and then we'll do a mystery pull tonight.
And then you do a mystery pull.
And we'll see what comes out of that, all right?
Let's see see if you like it.
8 o'clock tonight on Twitch. Happy Wednesday. Oh, look, a new job for your mothers. Wiener connoisseur.
Why? Most of our listeners' moms are already pretty much top notch at that.
They really are the best. All your moms are connoisseurs.
Yep.
Well, no. The online gambling site BetUS is looking to hire a wiener connoisseur to visit all 30 major league ballparks and check out the wieners at each one. I like it because I like hot dogs, and I like ballpark hot dogs and stadium hot dogs. They just hit a little different.
No, those, because it's just the way they're made. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All ballpark food,
yep.
Lots of hard sentences,
yeah, right?
Is just better.
It is.
For some reason, because if you were, say, I don't even know, just I'm standing around at my house and you hand me just a floppy container of fries with the ketchup squirted all over them.
Yeah.
And you're like, here you go, here's your fries. I'd be like, what are you doing?
It's not the same.
But if I'm at a baseball game all of a sudden, I'm like, yep. I'm just going to get ketchup all over my hands.
Think about it. You're at home right now.
Yeah.
And I go to you, hey, man.
Yeah.
You want some really crappy nacho chips with, like, the weirdest yellow cheese ever?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No, thank you.
Well, maybe. How many? Is it a whole thing of whole chips? Like, big whole round chips? No, there's, like, three of those, and then mostly crumbs.
Yeah, and then mostly crumbs.
Okay.
And the cheese is really yellow. And it's going to be scalding hot, but then it's going to start to, like, solidify real quick.
And then you do that move where you don't ration the chips, so then in, like, 2 seconds, you're having to do, like...
Yeah.
The tiniest little dunkers.
Yeah, you give me that at home, I'm grossed out. You give me that in a building full of like 5,000 people, it's delicious.
No, take these old-ass cut-up jalapenos and just eat them with a tortilla chip.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm okay. Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh!
Yo, give me those tortillas.
Yo, let me get that.
Yo, let me get that real quick.
Like, if you were to go and hand me the Dome chicken sandwich with French fries,
yes,
I'm not eating that. But if I'm at the Dome,
yep,
it's the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life.
Or, you know, and I know it's because you're hungry and you're there, blah, blah, blah. I'll be at the store and see the bag of chicken tenders that I know that are good and come out good in the oven and all that,
right,
and air fry, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I'll go, not on sale, $8.99 regular. Are you kidding me? Screw you.
Yeah, you walk away.
F you.
Right.
So, ballpark, you want to give me four of those exact tenders for $16? Hell yeah.
Load them up.
Get them up.
Load them up.
You're going to put a couple fries underneath them too?
What's that? That Ken's Ranch dressing is another $1.50? Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
I'll get at least three dips out of that.
Yep. Give me barbecue too. I'm feeling frisky.
You will get to taste test dozens of wieners.
Like your mother.
You'll measure length.
From where though?
And wait, I know. Lower back. You can measure from lower back.
From like the tip of the hot dog here.
Right.
Or like, are you gonna, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
you start at the tip. I go to the buns.
Right here. We're down.
Start at the buns.
Can you push down a little bit?
Yeah, ladies, does buns part of it? Can I count the buns part of it?
Technically, if you get your hand way up in there underneath the gooch and
it's
everything,
part of
you can
it.
Feel something.
Yeah,
so,
there's something there. I think
technically, it's like this.
Anatomically, that is still part. All right. They also want to know the weight. It is not a full-time gig, and they don't expect you to handle all these wieners for free.
Oh, no, you're going to get paid to check the girth of these dogs.
$2,500.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
As well as a $500 gift card to MLBShop.com and a subscription to MLB.TV.
That's pretty, all right.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, just to go and eat hot dogs?
And report on them and review them.
Yeah.
We got to find a gimmick like this. Like, every year we read these stories.
Right.
We got to find a gimmick where we eat a lot.
Like a quest.
A quest of some kind. Like, you know, like a, we go on like a, I don't know, like a food quest
like
or something.
Or like a diner tour.
Yeah,
almost.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know, I don't know what to even say about this Diddy situation. We talked about it yesterday.
Dude, it's a mess.
And I kind of feel like we scooped the news because nobody talked about the Syracuse University connection until we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because in the reports.
And then they kicked me together.
So if you guys don't know, yes, Diddy's house, both of his homes were raided. He may or may not have taken off on a private jet to a different country.
Oh, he definitely did. They saw,
right?
There's that video of him at the airport.
Oh, there's new video?
Where he's just like pacing around.
All right, so wherever Diddy is right now,
outside
it ain't great.
Of the whatever, yeah. So I'm pretty sure he definitely was on that bad boy.
A lot of alleged scumbag activity coming out of this situation. But yesterday we reported that it goes back, because for those of you that don't know, the Adult Survivors Act, or whatever that law was called, allowed adults who, you know, sustained sexual abuse or sexual assault years ago to reopen cases. That was something that recently happened.
Which is...
Hence the E. Jean Carroll thing that happened against Trump. All of that. So there was a woman who was at Syracuse University in 1991 who alleges that she would go down to Harlem to meet up with Diddy. I mean, 91's before he was really Diddy. He was just kind of
Harlem. Know. Yeah, I don't really know who he was in 1991 because it wasn't until, what, 94 or 5? So, I mean, he was probably just up and coming as a producer then.
Mm-hmm. So, he was, I don't know what was happening there. This is all obviously things I don't know for facts. I'm just saying alleged.
All of this is everything before, after, during is alleged. Just because of the fact that the Syracuse involved, who the hell knows who that's going to listen. So everything is alleged.
Everything's alleged.
The
I'm
entire
just
show,
alleged.
Every single thing we say
is alleged.
Damn alleged.
There. Blanket legal statement. All right? So, 91, this woman reports that she would go down to Harlem, meet up with Diddy. I don't know why the Syracuse University connection. I just assume maybe they know him. Well, then yesterday, another Syracuse University connection to this Diddy guy.
This kid, I don't know him, but I mean, he looks familiar as one of those like kids they threw on the end of the court, around the court at the end of the season.
He played as a walk-on, transferred in 2020, was allegedly a drug mule or a weapons mule for P. Diddy. Like, how does that happen?
Right, just a little tiny little fella is just a drug mule because they wouldn't expect
it. How does this tiny white kid walk-on basketball player become an alleged cocaine mule?
You don't expect it.
Ah.
It's just a, you know what I mean? Just a kid going down to Miami.
The Spanish Inquisition. A former Syracuse University basketball player was arrested on drug charges Monday in Miami, weeks after he was accused in a lawsuit of working as a drug mule for the rapper Sean Diddy Combs. Former player Brandon Paul, 25, charged with possession of cocaine and possession of controlled substances, both felonies.
Which, I mean, we're almost kind of being like, yeah, okay, so back to Diddy, where we're not really like, so Diddy sells coke? Is that allegedly?
Bro, I'm getting the vibe that Diddy did everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're almost having to bypass the cocaine selling allegations for a minute.
For the sexual allegations and like the weapons allegations.
Right,
and it's like,
if he sells coke, fine. I don't give a damn. You're going to traffic women. Then now you're a scumbag and let's, you know, slam his nuts in a vice.
This guy was arrested at the Miami Executive Airport, Opalaca. I don't know what that is, but it's the Executive Airport. They found drugs in his bag. He was released on bond. Court record show. He's scheduled to appear 24th, blah, blah, blah. But all this Diddy stuff yesterday, Aaron Dwyer, Diddy's attorney. Now, this is, I'm taking the Brandon Paul story out. This is all the other stuff, the sexual stuff.
Yeah.
Says that he's the target of a federal investigation. Spoke out and said, quote, There was a gross misuse of military-level force on search warrants that were executed at Mr. Combs' residences.
Where?
There's no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that depends on what you did and what your client did, you son of a bitch.
He's a target of human trafficking crimes, according to a senior federal law enforcement officer.
So that's why they showed up the way they did, lawyer jerk.
Again, and I don't know much about lawyering and policing, but if they're going to raid both of your homes on opposite coasts at the exact same time, probably a lot of reasonable cause.
Yeah, they don't.
And then for you to get on a plane and run.
Yeah, that's not just a willy-nilly, hey, you know what?
You know what?
Hey.
It wasn't just like a knock-knock. Hey, man, we're just following up on something.
Yeah.
No, this was a federal raid on two homes at the exact same time.
Ooh.
The probe is being led by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York and carried out by the Department of Homeland Security. They're investigating transnational crimes and threats, human trafficking, terrorism, all that stuff. Agents are processing paperwork on card tables outside of his Miami home. Agents were authorized to search for documents, phones, computers, and other electronic devices that hold data. I mean, this went back to 1991, though.
Yeah, can you imagine, though, if the Suns had no idea and they're just, like, hanging out playing PlayStation
like,
or whatever,
this?
And then some of these guys all bust in, take all their stuff. Now they're just sitting there like, oh, that was my PS5, man.
Combs and his twin teenage daughters were already preparing to leave Miami for a planned spring break trip. Hence the travel.
All right. Okay. I mean,
the source would not reveal Combs' vacation destination or current whereabouts. Innocent until proven guilty.
Although,
maybe they were just going on spring break.
I mean, if they said it was already planned, but how? Anybody could say that. No,
I'm always going.
Just happened to be right around the same time.
A lot of spring break. Ted Cruz fleeing Texas to go to Cancun. Totally planned spring break trip. Not a big deal.
I was always going to leave the same day the feds raided my house.
I've had this scheduled. Guys, I have been planning to leave as soon as the feds showed up for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I got wind the feds were going to show up, I was going to leave. This has been a planned trip.
Yeah. Duh.
In November, Cassie filed a lawsuit. Cassandra Cassie Ventura. She's a singer. Filed a federal lawsuit against Combs in federal court in New York. The suit alleged Combs blanked her, forced her to engage in sex trafficking, and subjected her to years of abuses. Mm. Two parties settled the suit days earlier, but there's so much more going on.
See, so if they settled, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time I see that, me personally, my personal opinion. Right. I always am like, well, if you settled, then you did it, right?
If you settled, I don't know. Or they're just like, make this go away. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. If I was innocent, I don't know.
I would fight it.
But you know what I mean? That always just, it's not the best look.
Now, our Syracuse University tie, the other one, Joy Dickerson-Neal, filed a lawsuit back to because of her 1991 connection where she would travel from Syracuse University down to Harlem. She alleged she was a victim of revenge porn. Because she's claiming that Combs and maybe his associates drugged her and assaulted her in 1991, filmed it, I guess.
And then showed a bunch of people in the industry or whatever.
Yeah. Combs, is, of course, denying all these allegations. It's still under investigation.
Yeah.
Producer and videographer Rodney Jones filed a lawsuit against Combs alleging sexual assault. Widespread and dangerous criminal sex trafficking organization is what he's been called.
Whoa.
So I don't know, man.
That is wild, bro.
I mean, I could just keep reading this. You guys can read whatever you want. There's so many people who have now sued Diddy.
And it's just crazy because it makes you wonder who else knew about all this. Who's he trafficking to? You know what I mean? It's not like he is just a bubble of crime.
No, there's this criminals around him, but obviously the other criminals aren't going to want to turn themselves in and all that.
No,
you know?
But I mean, this branches out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he's the only domino and it falls and that's it and there's nobody else around him. There's going to be other people that are going to go down, I would imagine, right?
Well, I think that's you and I with a moral compass. You know, the same thing could be said about that Quiet on Set documentary. Where I'm raving, like, why did no one do anything? Why was everyone just going, yeah, I guess that Dan Schneider needs to go spend a few hours with Amanda Bynes privately somewhere.
Right.
Like, why Why did no one do anything? Same with this case. I think that's just our moral compass saying, hey, if I witnessed sex trafficking, I would speak up. But people who are engaging in sex trafficking probably aren't going to.
That's what I'm saying. So who else is involved?
So I don't know, man. It just keeps coming out. Now we've got two Syracuse ties to this story. I guess the situation, how this little white kid from the walk-on squad is now tied to Diddy, I'll not understand.
Again,
but
he probably made connections through the basketball team and stuff like that. And
I mean, that is the truth. Syracuse University's got a lot of New York City kids. Oswego had a lot of New York City kids.
No, and it's the same, you know, that whole, well, they're not going to stop me. Look at me. You know, we all do it. I do it driving through parts of the city all the time where I'm like, not going to stop me. I'm a white kid.
True that. Maybe there's that element. We're like, well, they're not going to question the white kid.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of use the racism in your advantage.
Yep. So they probably assumed.
So I don't know what happens to this Brendan Paul kid.
Who knows how he got involved? Because did it say where he was from? Is he from here and then kind of just got all wrapped up in it and lived in other places? Or is he from areas where he could make these connections?
I don't know
and kind of just came up here, did the shooty hoops, peaced on out. Because it's not like he was anybody.
Because he transferred in 2020.
Oh, he left already. He left before he even finished.
Yeah, what school did he go to? He transferred to Fairmount State University in spring of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So a Division II in West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, not here. Not this one. So who knows?
So since 2020, he's been in West Virginia, but somehow he's still muling things for...
Who knows? Did he? I don't know.
Out of West Virginia?
But then again, now it seems like it's kind of a reach to be like, former Syracuse, you know, like, it's not really a Syracuse tie.
It was years ago.
If he never lived here, just went to school here, kind of walked on, and then left after like a year.
Right.
But, I mean, I kind of could see.
I just want to see how all these pieces are connected.
Wow.
Like, how does Brendan Paul meet Sean Diddy Combs and become so close to him that he'll mule allegedly drugs
allegedly.
I'm like, wow, where is he from? Brendan Paul, does he have a Wikipedia page? I doubt it.
Well, like, I mean, two seasons. If you Google it, he's going to have, like, stats or something, you know what I mean? Like, Brendan Paul, Syracuse, and then it'll say hometown.
Hometown, Shaker Heights, Ohio.
See, so who knows, bro? Who knows how things happen?
I don't know. I want to watch this. I'm look forward to this Netflix.
Right?
Yeah. Syracuse loves to claim everybody. Not so great now, is it, man? Being completely selfish. Good morning. This is K-Rock. All of these, like, world famous rappers getting busted of things, like accused of things and just going crazy is really screwing up my DJ playlist.
Right.
R. Kelly, gone.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, gone. Yep. Kanye, gone.
And he
now
produced.
Diddy, gone.
The last two produced a lot.
I'm going to be stuck. Oh, what am I going to be playing? It's going to be Humpty Dance and any DJ Jazzy Jeff. I don't even know if I can play Fresh Prince anymore, right? Do we like Will Smith?
Yeah,
do we not?
Do we like him now? Or?
I don't know what I can play.
Yep.
DMX?
How about some nice, good Christian rap?
Huh? It exists, bud.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you need.
My mom used to let me buy that.
You need to get right with the Lord.
I can play Right Said Fred. Okay. Is he clean?
I bet there's going to be...
Is there controversy around Right Said Fred?
I was going to say, allegedly, this is a joke. You're going to find out that he was bald because he was really a skinhead, so he can't
do that, right?
Yep, he's too sexy for his hair. He's a Nazi here and there. You know what I mean?
That Frankie Says Relax shirt was because he was putting roofies in people's drinks.
Exactly.
Joe, this is comedy. Yep. We're not saying that. It's a joke show. Dre, can we still do Dre? He hit that woman back in the 80s or 90s, but did she? I don't know.
Did she deserve it?
I don't think you can say that. I don't think that anything happened to that.
Oh.
Or maybe they settled out of court.
I don't know, man.
Who can I even play?
Or
Snoop? Snoop's good, right?
Snoop, he killed a guy, though.
No, he was proven innocent.
Yeah.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
Because he killed a guy.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping. A tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. They shaking and they aching, trying to save the dog. Staring at my chest and they screaming. I stop breathing. Damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die. My boo-boo's about to have my baby. Anyways.
That's your boy.
Anyways. Could not find North Dakota on a map, but if you need the lyrics for Murder Was the Case.
And there it is.
Kid and Play, are they safe?
Yep.
Eminem's still safe.
Yep.
Which is wild, because of all the people I thought would have killed somebody, Eminem made it pretty clear he was ready to kill somebody.
He looked like he was ready to go buck wild. Is Busta Rhymes okay?
I think Busta's good.
But again, we don't know who else is tied to all this other crap. We're going to be like, yeah, we're hitching our wagon to Busta Rhymes. How about Busta Rhymes?
That's the thing.
It's going to come out.
That's
Busta
the thing
Rhymes.
About you Kanye, I mean? Is that Kanye produced so many great Jay-Z tracks.
Mm.
Like, can I then play that?
Just trying to dip a toe into this weird world because I never know anything.
Yeah.
And you can't because everything is, you know, allegedly and false and whatever.
Right.
There's a lot of weird Jay-Z stuff out there, too.
Like what?
Just a lot of, like, he has a private island and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you have a private island, I guess you're under scrutiny now.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that once you get to a certain level of rich, things go crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think you live in the same world as anybody else, you know?
We need Everlast in House of Pain more than ever now.
More than ever.
Huh?
We did say Cypress Hill is safe, right? If there is some kind of...
Yep. Cottonmouth Kings. Can we still listen to Cottonmouth Kings?
Off-road with a good point. I think NWA is all safe, right? Dre's good. Cube is good.
As far as we know.
Eazy-E's gone.
Yep.
All right.
Hmm.
If there's a database somewhere I could just reference.
Yeah, if there's just a database of who's a scumbag and who's
who
not,
am
please?
I allowed to play and not play?
Can we just that, please?
So back to the chunky alligator. It's a gator, not a croc. It's a chunky. That's a chunky. Don't come over. So there is an abandoned, I don't know if it's even abandoned, but it's just like an old Coca-Cola factory. Mm-hmm. And I like to imagine that they have very clean water and they weren't doing anything nefarious.
No, no.
But also, I would imagine there's some things that got to leak into the water, and that's why this gator went there. It's a Coca-Cola factory with, like, a swamp behind it, and the gator's in that, like, found that swamp.
And he's like, hell yeah.
And got so fat.
It's just pumping corn syrup and stuff
know.
In there. Or there's just abundance of fish, and he's the only guy there.
Maybe that could be it, too. Residents in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, wow. It's not even like a crazy, because usually you hear about this stuff in like Singapore.
No,
or so, you
this
know
is
what
in
I mean?
Tampa.
Okay.
Residents were worried that this gator could cause harm to passerbys because it was getting so huge. What did they say it weighed? Hold on, because I have two stories on it. All right, well, here's just a clip of the... So it was an overweight alligator living behind a former Coca-Cola plant.
Oh, so it wasn't even a Coca-Cola plant anymore. So it's just, it was by itself and had its own
run of the land.
Yeah.
Whatever was there, that's what it wanted. Neighbors and stuff would tell the kids, don't go near it.
Yeah.
They're saying it was 400 pounds over its weight. So whatever a gator's supposed to weigh, add 400 pounds to it. That's how big this sucker was.
All the kids know there's a gator there. Don't feed them. Don't mess with them. You know, I don't even allow them over here.
I just hope nobody don't, you know, jump the fence or it don't come out and somebody get attacked.
That's a little heavy for that animal. The trapper caught the alligator and brought him over. It really isn't far away, probably 3-4 miles away. All of our alligators get a mix of pelleted diet. There's a diet made by Missouri. That's the Purina company. That's made just for alligators and crocodiles. We feed a lot of that. We also feed fish. We also feed chicken. So we'll do that on a regular basis. And hopefully with time, he'll slender down a little bit.
That last voice is John Panner, who's now taking care of the gator to slim him down.
Oh, I was like, what? Now that's why? Because you're feeding him.
No, that he's trying to help him shed
get what
some
you're
weight.
Saying.
Got him on a treadmill, got him running.
I see. It says, and you never know, because whatever the average is, but the average for gators, if they're between 10 to 15 feet, can be 500 to 600 pounds.
So this
for
is a 1,000-pound gator.
So it could be like an 800, 900,000-pound gator. Yo.
That just found the sugar water factory. Don't mind if I do.
I don't hate that at all.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad studies.
I'm sailing away. set an open course for the Virgin Sea, and I've got to be free. Good morning, everybody. Shine Down, a symptom of being human. This is the show. You are listening to K-Rock. Let's do let's be happy in the next one, Shine Down. Let's get this party going.
They remembered for one damn song that they were a rock band, and now they went right back to.
I love Shine Down.
No, they were
one of the nicest bands you're ever going to meet.
Oh, without a doubt, if not the nicest band.
But the last two singles we've had from them are just like, hey man, it's going to be okay. Let's sing about like birthday parties or something.
I just missed when they were just like a real fun upbeat. I guess that, you know.
Listen, we love mental health. About mental health.
Yeah, they have range. We're just being
our own, contrarians.
Yeah, the own selfish
fun.
Needs is that I would like to. I like the last
now
one
let's
where
rock.
They were like, you know, like real fast guitars and like soft pianos and violins are great.
What if the next Shine Down song is just loud guitars about crushing poon? They're just singing about slaying backstage.
Yep.
Crushing it. Wow, Shine Down, quite the change here.
We had Chad Kroeger write our next album.
I got a spread on the bed and I'm giving her 6 inches, baby. Shine Down.
Doing a 69 on the tour bus while all my friends are watching and slapping my nuts.
That might be the next one.
Yep.
In Utah we soak. Star Wars is releasing... Well, they're not True Moo is, but True Moo has partnered with Star Wars to release the new blue milk.
All right, man. People go balls wild for all that stuff. As someone who used to have to stock those shelves, dude, I was ordering the craziest crap every week that you don't even know.
Pairs great with blue waffle, kids. Go ahead and Google that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's a delicious breakfast treat. Blue milk kids, is hitting store shelves.
Kids, get right over to your parents' work computers.
And
check out Blue Waffle. Hit Google Blue Waffle, then click images. Turn off, first go to settings, turn off safe search, then Google Blue Waffle, hit images.
Then you're going to see it. It's bad advice, Cody. Don't ever do that. Hey, when you were in the dairy department, people could request things from you and then you could order it?
Depending
like
on if
what?
We could, if we had, if it was available.
Oh, God, here he goes. He's already got some of that blue milk.
Yeah, right. If it was available, yes. We had, like, a request forms.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you have that one guy that would just take a case of something?
Oh, well, yeah. Every week he would take a case of the milks. It was like a chocolate milk. It might as well have been True Moo, double chocolate, whatever. Yeah. Yep. Every week, man. Because I started to order extra, just leave it on the side. So he'd come in and I'd see him coming and be like,
I got your case.
And grab it. And there you go. That way I wouldn't be out.
Blue milk is only in one scene in Star Wars, the 1977 original, when Luke is talking to his aunt and uncle. I don't know Star Wars. You can yell at me. Whatever.
I'm trying to think of, I do, and at least those, and I don't know it enough even. That's
I guess they do serve
specific.
It at the Disney theme parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
this
big
version
enough, then.
Is vanilla milk with blue food coloring.
But I was going to say, what's the flavor? Just vanilla? I don't know what I'd want blue to be. It's not like I'd want a blue Raz milk, but I don't know what I'd want it to taste
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe like cake?
I don't know. Or a cupcake or like a frosting.
Yeah.
But I guess it'd be vanilla.
But even, I was just going to say, but even then, cake is vanilla. So.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm okay with it. I don't think I want,
as much as I love blue Raz, I don't think I want blue Raz.
I was going to say, even if it doesn't even matter, I'm not getting it anyway.
Raz them up!
Raz them up!
Yeah.
But no, man, they're those things sell because there's
people like something that's kind of
just a little different,
silly.
Yeah, and it's seasonal. Like I guarantee you, right now there's funny little Easter ones and stuff.
Easter milks and
there's
stuff.
Something
and
there's
the
something.
Creamers too. You always said the creamers were a big deal.
Oh yeah,
flavored creamers.
Yep,
probably 10 different Peeps creamers out there right now.
Those doors used to be the worst.
What?
Just like the milk doors and stuff because you'd get all these products in and your shelves are full, right? And then you would get a list all of a sudden of products that are coming in that you need to cut in. And you'd be like,
how?
But how? Yeah, how? There's no physical way. And then there would be some reset team and then they would do all this and it was a whole mess.
I know I've said this before, but I would watch a reality show about a grocery store. I'm fascinated by it. I'm walking through Walmart and they've got random numbers now, which clearly has to do with their like planograms.
Yeah.
I want to know what those means.
Here, it could be a lot of what you saw yesterday. It's a lot of this.
Oh, yeah.
There's the aisles of the store, so then it's just it's me doing this.
How do I do? All right, I got to figure out how to get this.
It was just me leaning in the back going, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Like moving things around.
But what if we put over? That's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like 3 hours.
And I told you, I want to know why the end caps are what they are. I want to know why things are at certain eye levels. I want to know all the nerdy science and data behind it.
And it used to be funny how invested I was in it, you know, because it's your job.
Yeah.
So just being invested in, like, well, no, I'll tell you, that's going to be eye level. Those don't sell. It's going to be a big mistake. Like, you saying that now, that was a sentence I definitely remember uttering.
That ain't going to move.
That ain't going to move.
In my experience, that ain't where I'd put that milk.
I wouldn't. And then I would wait till they would do it, and then I would just reset everything myself.
Yeah.
And then I would all...
Or when I
just as planned.
Pull up and I see the chip guy putting the chips out, but I need a bag of chips that he just freshly stocked, and I feel bad, or I'm like, sorry, man. Your display looked awesome.
I'm better at it now. I'll still do it with some things, but when I get stuff, I will not restock.
You'll face everything. I'll get this for you, bud.
I'll buy something and then pull the next thing forward, turn it. Like, no, there you go, bud.
Yeah.
I'm a little better now, but
315-364-109-KROQ text line. Oh, my God. We've got those. Those are so funny. 315.
Oh, my God. Do they hold them? Like,
dude, they don't hold them.
Like,
it's this new trend. So we're watching a commercial in here about the delectable, delickable kitty go-gurts.
It's a go-gurt for a cat.
So, dude, let me tell you this.
An otter.
Right, hold on. Let me give Ciotti their plug. Text line brought to you by Ciotti Enterprises, C-I-O-T-T-I Enterprises. They are hiring newer equipment, been serving the community since the 90s. Right here, family-owned and operated in Central New York. They need drivers and mechanics. C-I-O-T-T-I Enterprises. So there are little kitty go-gurts. We were in the grocery store, and our daughter saw... They're like lickables or whatever. And they're exactly what you're saying, the mini go-gurts for cats. She goes, can I get these for the cats? And I go, what are they? She goes, you just hold them and they just lick their little treat out of them.
But it's funny because it's a go-gurt, but cats don't have the best thumbs.
So they don't really hold it. She holds it for them, but they go nuts for it, dude.
Cats are real weird with stuff like that. Like the way they eat and stuff, it's very weird.
Yeah.
Where they just like devour and take the biggest bites you've ever seen.
Yeah, they're strange. We've got
such
a cat dynamic in our house right now with a kitten that's turning a year old, I think this week, and the old lady who's, I think, turning 16 at some point.
Not that, you know, we're pushing that one out, but I feel like the second that one goes, you're getting something else. I can feel
not
it.
A chance.
There's going to be a cat or a dog.
No, not a chance.
Yep. Well, You also said there wasn't going to be any animals.
I'm saying now.
Axolotl, two cats and a dog?
Yeah.
Too late.
I'm saying it now.
Nope. And I can tell you right now that
there's
no animal,
I'm moving out.
There's no way you can go from an animal house to put your foot down. We're no longer an animal house. So you're saying that, like, once everything's gone, that's it. There's not going to be any more animals?
Bro, I can't live with these animals anymore.
Too bad.
I can't do it.
I'll say cat because it'll be easier to have another cat.
Although I really love this new kitten.
Go ahead,
but I'm happy with that one.
No, go ahead. Talk yourself into another cat.
No, because the kids are of an age now where they're going to want these cats and they'll be moved out.
Not for you or for them. It's for you.
They'll move out.
You're not moving out.
No, because if Piper our kitten.
If Piper needs a friend and then you can have two cats to play with.
Not a chance.
Yeah, right.
Not a chance. Yesterday, we're out driving around. She goes, Dad, can we get a puppy?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you get a house and a job and get your own damn puppy? Because I don't want any more dogs in this house.
Cat might be a little easier, but I'm looking right at Twitch saying this. You guys know damn well that he's that dad that goes, I don't want a cat. I hate cats. I don't want a cat. And then the cat that they get just ends up laying on his neck the whole
time. Oh, bro.
That's him.
Bro, I talk a big talk in here.
Yeah.
If you could see me laying on my floor. Here's me laying on my floor.
You laying on the floor nudging a cat door with your face.
I was trying to show how to use the cat door, but this week I'm doing this because she's getting very comfortable coming downstairs. So I've been doing this. Come here, pretty girl. Come here, pretty girl. My wife says it too. She goes, come here, pretty girl. Come here, Piper.
You pepperonis.
Come here, Piper, pretty girl. And she does. She comes over to me now.
Oh, man, that's funny. Laying on the floor, feeding it KFC out of your mouth.
She's so sweet and cuddly and cute. I do love that kitten.
I mean, imagine now there's another rescue out there that's just waiting.
But I also know how it ends. Because right now, dude, bro, right now, you want to know what my old cat situation is? I'm embarrassed to even tell you guys
that the poor thing's on the chair.
I'm embarrassed to even tell you guys this.
We're hanging out, man.
But I'll be honest. I'm open about things.
Giving it a good end of life.
She can't get up and down stairs really anymore.
Yeah.
She can basically just be in this chair.
Yeah.
So she couldn't, and I wasn't going to put a litter box upstairs. So under every day, under her chair, I put a fresh puppy pad out for her to go on this puppy pad.
And there's nothing the matter with that.
And I'm sitting there like, dude, look at your life. You're changing the cat's puppy pad so it has somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
This 16-year-old cat.
Oh. And you do it for one and so the next one.
So I have to remember these days where I'm like, This is how this ends. The first cat got old and I had to give it diabetes shots every day until it died.
Yep.
This cat can't get to its litter box, so I'm changing a daily puppy pad for the thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want me to tell you. It's just what is gonna happen.
I have 4 litter boxes because the cats are so picky about what one. They'll poop in this one, but not in this one. They'll go in this one, not in this one. Does that one have a cover? Because I like to go in the one to poop with the cover for privacy.
Can't see my face. So I'm a cat.
I got an axolotl I'm changing the water every week with. It's a lot.
And then there's Freddy.
And then there's Freddy, who I got to bring to the groomer. And it all lands on me. What are you doing? Yeah.
You got a ball?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, get me McDonald's on the way back.
Yeah, exactly. Why do we want all these pets? Why do we want them?
They're adorable.
They are so cute.
Oh!
Sidebar, I highly recommend the new David Tell special. It's fantastic. It's on Netflix.
You would.
It's called Hot Cross Buns.
Ooh,
delicious. Go ahead and get real baked and watch that special, Coco. You'll enjoy it. Although I realize David Tell's been a comic. I mean, he's one of the best stand-ups ever. Nobody will debate that. But I realized while watching it, I had never seen David Tell in high def before.
Oh.
I'd only ever seen him like on Comedy Central on a small screen.
That's true. No, he's a good looking dude.
No, and it's weird because when you see somebody in high def with close-ups, you're like, oh, that's what they look like? It doesn't even look like the David Tell my brain knows.
I gotta see it then. Yeah. That's gonna mess me up.
Oh, Cousin Jay. Cousin Jay, Cousin Jay just said something on Twitch. Dude. Look at
that. That sounds pretty good.
So Cousin Jay gets really good at like cooking things and learning recipes and stuff.
Yeah.
This year his goal is to get really good at egg rolls because him and his family go to Disney a lot, and I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, I got to get better at that. After I was taught, I got one session and I didn't do it anymore after that.
He said he made cheesesteak egg rolls, dipping them in queso blanco. Cousin Jay, I need all of these recipes because one of my favorite food trucks, and I'm sorry I don't even remember your name, but is it roll up or something? It's at all our events, and they do egg rolls, and I freaking love them.
They were at Canine Carnival, and now I can't remember. But yeah, no, I did it once, and it was a lot of fun,
dude,
too. And,
so good.
And they were, as the kids say, bussin'.
Absolutely bussin'.
Bussin's good.
Bussin's good.
Bussin', dude.
Yeah.
They were so good. So I could definitely get interested in doing the other, making different varieties, especially like Cousin Jay just said, the cheesesteak one, dude.
Cheesesteak, pizza log. This is what I'm saying. Why aren't we doing more egg rolls? Why aren't we making more egg rolls in our lives?
It's a little time consuming.
It is, but a box of pizza logs is like $300 or something. I don't know what they're pricey.
They kind of go up depending on where you get them. Like the Chopper without on sale, I think they're up to $10.99 now for a box.
Yeah.
But the breakfast ones there's only 6 of them in there and they're just as expensive. And it's like, come on, man. They're like, we know what we got. We know what we got.
If Cousin Jay can tell me how to make these. Cousin Jay, are you deep frying them, air frying them, oven? What are you doing? Because I don't want to deep fry stuff.
Well, I bet deep fry to an extent. Frying oil.
Yeah.
Like where you have to turn them, I bet. Because, I mean, I get what you're saying, because I'm not the biggest fan of that either, when you have to get the whole pot, you boil, you know what I mean? And it's a mess, and then you got to go dump oil out into the woods.
I've been really nervous about deep frying lately, because I heard a thing that, like, if you heat up oil, that's what gives you cancer. And I figure I'm already giving myself cancer with all this whiskey, so it's like, why?
How do you think they cook any of your food, bud?
I know, and that's why I'm trying not to eat it, I don't think.
They heat up everything.
I know, but I get nervous because someone told me that if you heat up oil, that's where the cancer is. I gotta get off the internet.
I'm telling you that's not.
I gotta get off the internet.
When you heat things up to cook your food, that's not the part that's giving you the cancer.
That's what's making the cancer.
Nope.
Well, I brought up the Attell special, so give me more info on that, Cousin Jay, because I will be making egg rolls. Mm. Because that's on Netflix right now. Also, prepared for a reboot, Pirates of the Caribbean. Did you like those movies?
I did. I don't think I saw the last one or two, because there's like six of them, right?
God, I think they did get to that
level.
There
was at least...
It was like Fast and Furious level.
There was at least four. There was at least four, so I didn't see the last one.
Wasn't Johnny Depp kicked off because he was the Amber Heard stuff?
And then they bring him back, but then they're going to do a reboot anyway.
But he's not involved?
It's very weird. You can do more.
You can do what? Like, mean like different movies?
You can do others and you know, he's not in them and like make it a point.
The different story, yeah.
Don't do a reboot where it's, Jack Sparrow. And then you get some other... Great, can't wait to watch Timothy Chalamet go, where's drink all the rum, where's the rum?
Great point. Chalamet is he's the new...
Can't wait.
He's the new Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also like, enough.
Yeah, I don't want to see you do your interpretation of a character. I want to see somebody do their own goddamn character.
Timothy Chalamet
original way.
Did Wonka. Timothy Chalamet is now Bob Dylan.
All right.
Timmy Chalamet's going to be probably in the Pirates of the Caribbean. You're absolutely right.
But yeah, I don't want to see Ewan McGregor's interpretation of Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow.
The reboot of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why can't there be, just make this another, there's other pirates that were in the Caribbean.
Has been announced by producer Jerry Bruckheimer. He didn't give any other details except that it'll be easier to put together because they won't have to wait for certain actors. What does that mean?
They're taking a shot at Johnny Depp because why not? It's like
they must have been popular, right? They wouldn't keep making them if they weren't popular.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer, we all made Pirates of the Caribbean wicked popular because Jeremy Bruckheimer was the... That's my favorite. These guys think that they're that big of a star that, no, you're going to come see this because, you know, I am Jeremy Bruckheimer or the other guy that I don't like in most of his movies. Who's the other one? What's the other guy's name?
Who?
Just name one more. It's usually the one that everyone
Johnny
else
Depp,
names.
Orlando Bloom.
No, those producers. Not Jeremy Bruckheimer. The
Jerry
other one that
Bruckheimer.
That does the explosions and everything, and that's his go-to.
Chris Nolan?
No, that's the Batman guy. I like him.
Yeah.
Forget his name.
I know
now.
Who you're saying,
but
though.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not
that
Tim
one
Burton,
guy.
But I know who you're saying.
Yeah. I figured it'd be the next guy you guys say.
But they do, like, because I produced it. It's going to be the next movie. All right. Well,
it's like how Tyler Perry has to make
Michael
sure his
Bay.
Name is... Yep, there
Michael
he is. Michael Bay.
Tyler Perry. I'm not like, going because it's a Tyler Perry movie. I'm going because I like the Madea character.
Or he had to keep putting his name on it because all of Tyler Perry's movies were so bad that he was like, no, this is me. Pretend it's like the first Madea I did.
Have you ever seen Tyler Perry's house?
Yeah.
Isn't that stupid?
He's like the richest person in the world.
Isn't that stupid?
It's unreal. Because he figured out how to cut out every single other person, even though his stuff is terrible. He's like, people are seeing it, so why do I need a producer? Why do I need somebody to write it? Why do I need an actor?
Yeah.
Why do I need an editor?
Yeah.
Why do I need a director? I'm all of them.
Yeah. And here's my big name. His house is stupid big, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
315-364-109. So if you were waiting for a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, congratulations.
Yay.
It's headed your way. I don't know.
Batman.
I don't know how business works, obviously. But McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are expanding their partnership. And all McDonald's will sell Krispy Kreme donuts nationwide by the end of 2026.
So in a couple of years, like it's just that hard to be like, hey, every franchisee, get Krispy Kreme.
Like, maybe it takes this long to kind of.
I mean, I'm sure it does to implement everything.
Stuff,
but I was kind of hoping I don't want to wait 2 years for a burger with Krispy
Donut
Kreme
burger,
donuts.
I know.
Yeah. I can just go do it now. I just go get some Krispy Kremes from one of those gas stations that has it. Which one has it?
I don't know.
Doesn't somebody have them?
They all blend together at some point.
And then I'll just go get a McDonald's burger and do it myself.
The rollout will start in the second half of this year, but it will take roughly 2.5 years As Krispy Kreme more than doubles its distribution to satisfy the partnership.
It's a lot of McDonald's.
So they need to ramp up, I guess, their production. Krispy Kreme does.
I guess that makes sense.
To appeal to all these McDonald's. I guess that makes sense. They're going to need more ingredients. And I mean, that's a big payday for Krispy Kreme. Right? Holy crap.
I wonder whose pockets got lined and what and all that. Because that is
that's
going to be a butt ton of money.
You just nailed the McDonald's account, Krispy Kreme.
And it's like... Well, good. They need a damn dessert option over there. Their ice cream machine's always broken.
And the pies are different seasonal pies.
Yep. Yep. So that'd be nice if they just have a cup, you know, Krispy Kreme for a buck or something or whatever the hell they do.
I mean, and the stock was up like, I think, 39% because of it. Wow. Yeah. So it made an impact. But isn't there like, how soon after this announcement do they start doing burgers on donuts, chicken sandwiches on donuts?
Excuse me. No, that's what I'm
breakfast
hoping for, dude.
Sandwich!
I want the chicken sandwich on it, man. I love doing stuff like that. I buy those all the time. If there's a good cutting in half donut, I'll get it and almost change up my entire like dinner.
Yeah?
Oh, all the time, man.
Yeah.
Because I'll put a burger in the middle. Because I tried that exact thing with the chicken and the burger at the fair at the hell I had it and then I forgot.
Oh, the
on the corner.
Big Kahuna.
Yeah, yeah.
Big
they
Kahuna
did it. The burger, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The chicken
was clutch.
Top notch, man.
I would clutch.
Yes, I would do that because I've done it. Because I'll go over to like the donut case and give a little gander and be like,
it's in there.
What can we cut?
What are you going on here?
Because the Chopper has a really good, it's like a cinnamon roll donut, but not really.
Okay.
And you just bow right that.
And you
half,
put different sandwiches in there.
Whatever I want.
I was just realizing there during break because my cousin's making a lot of egg rolls that I could fire up the outdoor Blackstone today.
Dude, you said that.
65,
I didn't even think of that. That's not a bad idea
today
at
might
all.
Be an outdoor cooking day.
That's not a bad idea at
before
all.
Before we
I
dip back
what.
Into stupid 30 degrees, stupid, cold, stupid weather.
I just had... I mean, I liked it. I had leftovers last night, so it's not like I'm like, well, I have to finish up this, because, oh, I mean...
No, today's a fresh slate.
It's a fresh one.
We made a spicy pasta dish last night, where you boil penne in, like, a mix of spices.
Those are tunnels.
Those are tunnels, I'm sorry.
That's
and then you can use whatever you want, but then you put in cream cheese, shredded cheese, and a little hot sauce.
Oh, look at that. That's
you
not bad.
You pair it with a chicken.
Oh, nice.
It was yummy. It was like a spicy chicken pasta. Tonight, though, I think I'm doing something deep fried. I'm going to deep fry some egg rolls or something.
I was eating chicken legs on the balcony with no plate like an animal.
Or like a champ.
Because I was having...
Like a champ.
Well, that's true. I was having the leftover pizza from the place that will not be named until they advertise.
Right.
That was going to be, good to go. But I had the chicken from the crock pot. I did the day before. And that easy thing where I just take those drumsticks and slap them in some spices and crock pot it. And so I was like, I'll do something with that too. And I gave them a heat up. And while I was waiting, I just took one and kind of was walking and ended up out. I was like, I can stand on the balcony and not have to put my hand under it. And I'm just.
That's where I envy your single guy life a little bit. I mean, there's lots of reasons I envy your single guy life, but I have to wait till everyone is ready to be presented with it.
Yeah.
Last night I'm sitting there just putting my fork in the pasta, eating it out of the pan. She goes, why don't you get a bowl? I go, there's one to eat some right now.
Dude, that is
a sample.
That's one of the biggest misconceptions I think I may have had going into this life was that you see those things of like the guy, the single guy, and he's sad and he's eating whatever out of the pan he made it in, blah, blah, blah. That's the most convenient dish ever.
Always.
I'm eating mashed potatoes out of the pan I made it in.
Absolutely.
Hey, I don't care.
If I make mac and cheese.
It's got a handle right on it.
It's a bowl with a handle.
It's got a handle right on it. So I'm just going to stand.
What am I going to do, dirt?
Exactly. No, I'm going to stand right in front of my TV like this.
Eat it.
And eat right.
Who cares? There's nothing sad and depressing about that.
No, I didn't care at all. Nope. Doesn't bother me even in the least.
It's form over function or whatever the phrase is.
Yep.
If I make a rice pilaf, I'll just eat it right out of the pan.
And it's so warm in there, too.
Ramen, put the ramen right out of the pan.
Mac and cheese.
And it kind of tastes better, if I'm being honest.
It's not bad. No, I
kind of tastes better.
I also, I got to find a better size for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was going to hit up the thrifty shopper
because
like a month ago, I did a move where I was eating something out of the pan. And then in my brain, I went, why don't I do this with more stuff? I've got one that's perfect for ice cream
yeah.
that I did, but it's not big enough for cereal. Because there's nothing better than just, you're holding on to the handle of the pan, blasting some cereal in your mouth, bro.
Stop right there. that you might have lost me.
Yeah.
You're telling me that, yeah, you cook something in the pan, you use the pan.
Yeah.
You're telling me you'll take a saucepan,
yeah,
fill it with cereal and milk and eat out of it?
Dude, it's clutch. I'll take a picture of the pan when I go and send it to you. I'm not judging,
because you like the handle, it's your life, whatever. Yeah.
It's very
Maybe
convenient.
You just want a bowl with a handle on
That's
it.
What I'm saying. It was very convenient.
Okay.
Because
he's eating most of his meals out of a pan now. It's like.
Bowl size.
It
this
is.
One.
It is.
I need like one size up for cereal, though, because it was good for ice cream. Okay. Plenty big for ice cream.
So you ate ice cream out of a pan?
Yeah. I did ice cream first. Yeah.
Took a saucepan out
yeah.
and scooped the ice cream into it.
Right into it.
And then just ate cold ice cream out of a saucepan.
Yep. Because
I love your life.
You hold the bowl. Ooh, my hand's cold. Held the handle.
He's right. I mean, it's a hack. He's right.
Oh.
He's right. I shouldn't judge.
And then I was like, oh, I should put cereal in this. So I had the little bit of ice cream kind of left over at mm-hmm. the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So then I added the cereal to that little bit of ice cream and then put the milk in. And I was like, this is not quite big enough for cereal.
What I do like is how you've adapted to make all your meals basically portable. Like you'll take a loaf of bread, hollow it out, all your food's in there.
Yep.
You got a walking around loaf with whatever you stuffed in it.
Yep.
You got a pan with a handle. You're like Johnny Appleseed walking around. When you're done, you put it back on your head.
Means I don't.
Yeah. Put it back on your head. You're done.
Back in your head.
Your hat right there.
I didn't even think of
metal
that.
Keeps it cold
with the
too?
Ice cream. Yeah, it really did. Because again, that
big brain thinking.
I don't have to sit.
Yeah, because you do like to walk. I forget about that. I like to sit and have a table in front of me.
I'll eat a whole
You're
meal
mobile.
Standing in front and
yeah,
watching SportsCenter.
You're mobile. You like to be mobile.
You gotta get up real quick.
You like to be mobile. I think it's almost painful for you to sit down and eat a meal. You got things to do. You got legs got to keep moving.
Although, last couple days there, how long was our meeting yesterday? Almost 2 hours.
Guys,
I didn't even take a potty break.
Cody Mack sat in a meeting for almost 2 hours yesterday with the most important people here. Didn't need a potty break.
Nope.
Didn't have to get up and wander around. He sat in a chair. I've never seen him sit that long.
Yep.
Short of us taking a drive where you have to stay seated.
Yeah.
He sat in a meeting for so long.
There was only like twice where I was like, I'll just stand up real quick and do like a thing like you're fixing your pants. Then you'll at least be out of the chair for like 2 seconds. Just do like a quick stand up to like a... Oh.
There was one point where a guy got up and left and never came back. That was...
Yeah, just went.
I don't know where that guy went. Whiskey Wednesday.
Nice.
Tonight. You know, I might try something different tonight and drink whiskey. I don't usually do that.
Yeah, but that's not that's not even the fun parts anymore.
What is it?
It's when you double down.
Oh, when I have a little candy.
We like double down, Josh.
I like a little candy beforehand. Get myself nice and relaxed for a Whiskey Wednesday.
Toast
a Weedsky Wednesday, if you will.
I like that. And it's what's that? It's the day. What'd
Today's
you
International Whiskey Day, oddly enough. So I'll need to drink something international tonight. I don't know what's over there.
Does that mean it's International Whiskey Day like it's
the world?
Or is it International Whiskeys Day? You know what I mean?
Good question. I think it's International Whiskey Day.
Gotcha. Like people in Ireland would have to drink Jack, and the Jack people would have to drink Jamo. Oh,
well, I have a Japanese whiskey that I can drink tonight.
Ooh,
I love those.
What's that?
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like Hiriki or something like that. But that came from my bucket of whiskey bottles. And it's good, too, because they do like a rice whiskey that I really like. So I'm going to try that tonight.
Depending on what game, loser does half a shot of Jack?
Nope.
Huh?
Nope. I could not.
Half of that one.
Half of a shot of Jack?
One of my least favorites, man. I may possibly throw up.
Any other day, yes, but I've got to leave right from here to do...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
All right, listen to me. It's a half day. I can't be pulling up to the school with Jack Daniels on my breath.
Here he goes.
You know
making
what I'm saying?
Excuses and having
Oh,
kids.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's fun. We're talking about cars in our Twitch chat because Showgirl JoJo has been 3 weeks without her car. Finally got the part today, she's saying. Which I can't imagine going 3 weeks without a car. It's very stressful. But, I mean, I guess I have when I lived in the city. But, now around here, I couldn't do it. Well, 51% of Americans feel like, quote, their car is part of the family. I don't know if I feel that way.
I don't know. I mean, we don't, but
some people do.
I mean, Think about what we're about to get into here.
Syracuse Nationals, yeah. I would imagine people that love those cars, they probably see it as a member of the family.
Well, you just think about the care and attentiveness they give as opposed to, you know, their wives and stuff.
Oh, true.
But you know what I mean? In some cases, they do.
There are a lot of people that just spend a lot of time in the garage with their cars.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Just I didn't realize how serious these people are about their cars until last year's Nationals.
No, I've never really had a car person in my life. Like, my father-in-law has an MG, but he doesn't really think about it. Yeah. It's just in his garage.
Some of my uncles liked racing. Stepdad likes racing, but none of them were like, cars.
Yeah.
Cars.
Yeah, I've never known much about cars. I don't know S about cars. No.
It just never interested me. I like certain ones that I like.
I like looking at cars. I think they're really cool. I love the Nationals because I get to look at cars I'll never be able to afford or like want.
Yeah.
Like all those old timey rat rods and stuff. I think they're cool, but I would have no place for one.
No. And luckily, I guess it's probably better that I have no interest in it because it's very expensive to,
hobby.
You know, do all that when.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even like the car I have now.
I know. I love my Volkswagen, but I see it as a utility. I don't think it's like.
Yeah.
I don't want it to light on fire, but if my Volkswagen lit on fire, I wouldn't be sad about it. I'd be like, oh, I guess I got to get another car. You know? I mean, you were sad about it, but
No, I was nothing. It changed my life forever.
Yeah, it did.
It
broke your brain.
It made my ability to feel emotions messed up. But I'm just saying,
the loss of your Dodge Journey does not equate with the loss of Jughead.
No,
you know?
Yes.
Like, they're way different.
Exactly.
Way different.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, but even to almost an extent of really liking it, I would give my cars a name. This one didn't have a name.
I don't think I've ever named a car.
But they weren't even like, you know, I didn't name it like Josh or anything.
Ooh, you should. But everybody should.
Like, the Alero was the maroon machine. I had the gray ghost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never had a name. They're just utilities to me. I like them. I like to have nice ones. I like to have a nice car.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to stop driving crappy cars.
For the Dodge VS was very nice, and for the problems this thing has had, this Nissan Murano is the nicest thing I've ever owned in my life.
Yeah.
Ever. Things. Yeah. It's very nice. It's just, I mean.
Although I get nervous because, like, obviously, this Volkswagen could be the last vehicle I ever need to own. Either I die soon or this thing lasts forever. But
so it's today.
But I get nervous because hasn't kicked in yet. Starting to see the prices that people like pay for cars now, and I go, I don't think a car should be $100,000.
It's wild. There's some.
I don't think an SUV should be $100,000.
Yeah, man. But now with how are you doing? Mm-hmm. How many things are included in all of this?
Yeah,
the whatnots. I can see why some of them are so expensive.
They're like house prices now.
Because you ever pull up to somebody at night? And because your car is up kind of higher, you can see, do a glance, and it's like, what is in your
little
car,
computer's driving around, man?
Got dashboards and ish, and then I saw a commercial, and I thought I saw one out the other day, but I don't think so. See the commercial where the dash is going to be like the whole thing that's in front of your face?
Everything is digital in front of you now.
Yeah.
It's like they're just driving computers now. That's all they are. Just big computers.
And that's also the problem for a lot of mechanics and stuff.
That's why they're so expensive. It's because you're driving expensive computers around.
I don't know how to fix a computer. I can fix your muffler.
Yeah, right? So I'm just trying to enjoy this. I guess that would be the saddest part. If my car did light on fire, I'd be sad because then I got to go buy another car. And they're expensive and I don't want to do that. I've already picked out the one that I like and I'm going to drive this one.
I already sat for... Although that part wasn't bad, let's say an hour.
Right.
Because that was the part I was dreading the most, because you hear that you're going to, once you get a car, you have to sit in the dealership for 4 or 5 hours.
No, I like to go get it and go.
Mine was an hour, yeah.
There's people out there paying like $1,000 a month for a car payment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's wild. That's wild.
It just seems a little beyond means. I don't know why we do that.
I see it all the time, again, because it's, you know, they make their own choices and they do what they want to do.
It's your life. I don't care what you do with your money, but that just seems like a lot.
But some of the cars I see coming out of the apartment or in my complex there that must be way further down, I'm like, I would not get a Mercedes SUV.
Well, and it's not
in an apartment.
Like, it's not even that anymore. Like, it used to be
you want to get.
Lexus, Mercedes, BMW, those are high end cars. But now, like, a pickup truck is $90,000.
Yeah.
Like, you get one of these, like, pickup trucks, they're 90 grand.
Not one of those, but my interest got peaked a little with pickup trucks a while back, and I started looking a little, and I went, okay, never mind, unpeaked.
Yeah.
Unpeaked.
You can't just buy a small pickup truck anymore. You got to buy a gigantic pickup.
You can't buy any.
No?
I mean, you can, but they're, even if they're a couple years old and they're not really anything,
they're expensive.
Man, it's wild. Because I just want to throw stuff in the back of it.
I know you do. That's what you like, is you like just tossing stuff in the back.
I'd have so many sticks and rocks.
You would! Put a little rhino liner back there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Do you consider your car part of the family? 51% of Americans do.
I mean, I check on it like it's a toddler just to make sure it's
you
not
do, yeah. Well, you've got a little PTSD, obviously, from here. 80% of us are trying to keep our car going as long as possible because we don't want to spend money on a new one. I'm that one.
That part I'm not worried about.
I'll keep up on the maintenance because of that.
I don't mind spending around the same to not have to worry. Because it's someone that, I mean, we all did, but it's someone that had, you know, that Alero where every, dude, it was every other week. With my I needed tires or brakes or some random thing where it was so draining where I'd save up money, the Alero would need this.
Yeah.
I'd save up money, the window on the Alero would fall in, the window track would fall in.
Yeah.
Save money, the entire heat system would break. It was everything after
that's
another.
That's the only reason, and I know everybody will tell you, never buy a new car. That's the reason I buy a new car.
Yep.
It's because of warranties.
Yep.
Going through college in my 20s, driving pieces of crap that I could never afford to fix.
Yep.
I'm like, I'll buy a new car, and then it comes with a warranty.
And as someone that's witnessed, because I don't have any other ones, I've seen how well Volkswagen has treated you as far as you just being like, hey, this was an issue. And they go, not anymore, bring it in.
Volkswagen and Driver's Village have both been great to me. I'll give them a free plug. They're sponsors of ours. They've always treated me very well.
And I don't go to them for service because I don't have one of those vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I've just witnessed as a third party.
Yeah.
They are really good with that.
Yeah,
so
I'll stick with Volkswagen because it's been great to me for a while.
It makes me want one just to be able to go, oh, really?
And then everybody over there at Driver's Village does a great job too. So I've been happy. That's why. But I will try to hold on to this one as long as I can. It did hit a lot of like repairs lately just because it's hit about 60,000 miles on it. I needed brakes. I needed tires, all that stuff. But
it is wicked nice.
So, wear and tear.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you consider your car part of the family,
give it a little kiss.
You look smooch. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Join me tonight, 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. We're gonna be drinking. It's International Whiskey Day.
Nice.
I just remembered as we were talking last time that I do have that Japanese whiskey on the shelf, and I might have a little bit of that tonight.
There you go. Yeah, cool.
That'd be a good one. And then whatever else I mixed with it.
Got him!
The audio listeners aren't seeing me dancing, but I am doing a dance.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. What was
Whiskey
that?
Whiskey Wednesday dance?
That's a Whiskey Wednesday. That's the official dance?
It's kind of like a sideways crab dance.
Mm-hmm,
this right here. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's tonight, 8 o'clock. Come swing by. See your boy. Hang out.
Tickle his fancy a little.
Tickle my fancy. Well, shout out to this guy.
Hi, guy. Shout out. Yo,
I mean, only because he needs a little support right now. My dude in Australia was in charge of picking up his fiance's wedding dress.
All right. That's not bad. You'll pick up the dress, love. All right. Good
he
day.
Went out, he picked up the dress. He got it. He paid the $2,000 the wedding dress cost.
Oh.
Brought it out to the car, put it on the roof, drove away. It's missing.
It's not a coffee, dude. Why did you put it on the roof?
I don't know, man.
Sucks for you. There's nothing you can do about that.
The only thing I can equate to that is the most expensive things I buy are computers.
Yeah.
I love computers. I do a lot with computers.
Yeah.
I can't imagine buying a computer, walking out to my car.
Right.
Setting it on the roof while I look for my keys.
And doing it,
that's the most important thing in my life right now. That's so much money.
Like, you're bumbling around with too much that you're, you know what I mean? Like, you're setting a let me just throw that up there and then completely forget about the giant thing and errand I'm doing, you know, in 5 seconds. He must be doing a lot of stuff.
He must be a lot
He's
going
a lot,
on.
A lot on his mind. I mean, you can put kids up there.
They're still
going
to get married, but she's really upset, and she joked it'll at least make for a very good speech at the wedding.
But
But does it? But does it?
Because you still got to go buy a dress.
It was really, really funny when you see the dress I'm wearing. It was supposed to be a different dress, but when my husband went to pick up the $2,000 dress that I had purchased, he put it on the roof of his car and drove away, and it got lost forever. So we were out $2,000. So I'm wearing a different dress.
Happy marriage.
Don't know why the dress was in the car.
Kiss!
That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it.
Car.
And then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress.
It's all right.
It's just more the frustration of the situation.
Yeah.
Australians just, like, their voices just make me happy. I don't know why.
Well, they're like, well, listen, the dress ain't that big a deal, because what we're more worried about is
they're just
every single thing here trying to kill you,
that's
mate.
That's true. Maybe that's why they're so mellow.
When it comes to my dress, I don't really matter too much. I got punched in the dingy boy kangaroo.
We have a couple Australian viewers. Yeah. They're not in here right now because they go to bed. They watch us and then they go to bed.
It's now midnight over there or something, right?
We're their nighttime show.
Which is really cool.
So we do like love that. Australia, but
that's the way we can be edgy. We're edgy Australian radio hosts.
Yeah.
Good day. But I do think
they're more mellow because, well, if I walk, okay, nothing's going to kill me in this house, but everything out there wants to kill me, so.
Yep.
Nothing to worry about here. We're having a good time.
If I go outside of here, it ain't going to rain spiders down on my face.
Other side of this, we're going to play hockey. Probably do a little wrestling. We are going to hand you off to the 90s at 9 Twitch. Playing a little hockey. We'll do a Lightning. Mm. Bruins at Lightning for today's hockey game.
Yes.
And then we'll wrestle. Yeah. Murdered me in both yesterday.
That was a rough day yesterday.
It was a rough day for me.
The Panthers are a really good hockey team. And then Scott Hall just gave you the Kevin Nash beatdown.
I got to figure that out.
Yep.
And I think that we got to just on our, very busy day. We got to play some of the WWE game to unlock some of those guys. I'm going to unlock
a
lot of those.
Yeah, we need way more. If there's 100 guys, there's unlocked like 20 of them.
Yeah, I want to play with a lot of those guys, so we'll do that.
Yeah, loves playing with guys. I'm going to wrestle some of these
Twitch
fellas.
Gaming stream every day, 9 a.m. right here on our K-Rock Twitch channel. Then back again tonight for Whiskey Wednesday, 8 p.m. You know the link. Save it. Be there. It's our TV stream, and there's even more coming to it. It's our video stream channel.
Mm.
You want to know it because we're adding more stuff all of the time, all right? So there's a little spoiler alert for you, okay? Radio World, you get Days of the New. Kicking off your 90s at 9. It's K-Rock.